Going metric saves, well, lots of things. Our little outpost, the U.S., is the only country left on Earth that's not officially metric. Sure, we buy 2-liter bottles, but we struggle with multiplying teaspoons and recipes to cups, building lots in square feet to acres, and so on. Physics and engineering, so key to our technological culture, are painful in old imperial units. How many slugs in a pound? And wait, a slug is a mass and a pound is a force. In metric, it all comes out as straight multiplication or division. In 1983, an Air Canada plane just barely escaped a crash landing after 2 successive mistakes in converting fuel load in gallons to kilograms. In 1998, NASA lost what was supposed to be a $328 million Mars orbiter when a contractor provided critical control software in Imperial units contrary to NASA's mandated metric standards. A final trajectory correction using thrusters was too large. That dipped the spacecraft's clearance above the Martian surface from 157 kilometers to only 57 kilometers. The thin Martian atmosphere was still thick enough to either tear the spacecraft apart at full speed or slingshot it to outer space. I admit that I still think of human heights in feet and inches, but otherwise I live and do science in meters and Celsius temperatures. I won't crash a Mars orbiter, but still no one would or should give me the chance. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.